All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, looks out for you, comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. You keep fighting a good fight of faith. You run your race. You stay on that narrow path. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. And you always serve him forever with gladness and joy. You worship in truth and spirit. And you help out plenty of people along your journey as well. Amen. Most definitely. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. And let us just thank the Lord for his grace, his mercy, his favor, his only begotten son dying for our sins. Let us just thank him for his word, just everything. Amen. There's so much things that could have went the other way, but the Lord guided us and kept us, all right? So have to stay appreciative, have to stay grateful forevermore. More praising, less complaining. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everybody. I appreciate all of you for listening, supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. You know, it's very important for us, brothers and sisters in the Lord, to always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other for the Most High. Okay, we're all going through our tests, hardships, trials and tribulations, battles, or what have you. But we are more than conquerors. Amen. So we will overcome. We will have testimonies. We will be able to share how great our Creator is and glorify him among everybody, all right? So we will all have our testimonies and rejoice and be able to tell everybody what the Lord has brought us through, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together and just praise the Lord, praise the Most High. Sing a new song to him, rejoice, always rejoice, dance, clap your hands, play an instrument, make a joyful sound, make a joyful noise, you know, that Thanksgiving, all of that, all right? Gotta praise him, y'all, gotta praise him. Don't let the enemy steal your joy, don't let your enemy steal your praise, amen? Gotta always stay focused on the Most High forevermore. Yes, yes, y'all, let us love the Lord our God, for of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back, amen? He has come back like a thief the night. He has come back in an hour nobody knows but the Father, and he has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, no spot, no blemish, no wrinkle, no filth, no abomination, no detestable thing, no nothing, all right? So by the washing of the water, by the word, we are going to be cleansed and thorough for the Most High, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. Let us know the Lord better, more personally, more intimately, and get more closer to him. Let him show us more secret things. Amen. And let us always obey the gospel, obey the law, statute, commandments, obey the word fully. Old Testament, New Testament, Apocrypha, all the things of the word. Anything the Father told you personally, anything the Lord has told you or confirmed to you, respect that and obey that as well, okay? Yes, yes, y'all. All right, so blessings, everybody. Thank you all for chiming in, listening. All right, so today's message, we are going to go into another commentary within the book of Genesis, okay? So we'll start off this week with a commentary, then we'll close out with a prayer, we'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll close out giving all the praise and honor glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise only begotten Son died for our sins, amen? So let us go through this commentary. Today's Bible reading, the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Recommended reading, the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 37 through 39. Also, the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verses 16 through 30. The book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. And also the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 4. All right, the title of this commentary is Guy Stuff. What is your most precious possession? Perhaps it's your home, or maybe a car you scrimped and saved for, or a tool your father gave you. Conventional wisdom tells us to hang on to what we value most, whether that be a classic 65 Mustang, a home, or even a friendship. Whatever it is, we don't typically part with our stuff too easily, much less our precious relationships. Now think about the story of Abraham and Isaac. Imagine being put in Abraham's position, being asked to sacrifice your only son, for whom you had waited 100 years, wondering why God would ask for such a devastating act of obedience. What would you do? Of course, we know the end of the story. Isaac was never in danger, but Abraham was. He could have clung to his son like a jeweled crown, a symbol of strength in his old age, a prized possession. God tested Abraham's heart to clarify who came first. The answer came back clearly, "You do, God." The truth is that Isaac wasn't Abraham's to sacrifice. The doting father didn't own the son, and God refused to allow the final knife thrust in order to show that even a sacrifice of this magnitude couldn't bring the true purification any more than a ram's death could. This story points directly towards Jesus, the ultimate sacrificial lamb, who willingly offered himself as the once-for-all sacrifice to pay for the price of our sins. Not forced by a father's actions, Jesus placed himself voluntarily upon the altar. We don't truly possess what we have in this life. Our jobs, our homes, our toys, similarly our children, families, and friends are entrusted to us for a time, and it is up to us to influence them toward following God while we have the opportunity. We need to follow Abraham's example and hold our possessions and relationships loosely to be regarded and used as God intends. A simple enough idea, right? But as Abraham proved, what seems simple isn't necessarily easy. And what ways is God asking you to give up what you might be tempted to think belongs to you? Amen. Things to take away from this commentary. How would you answer the question, who comes first in your life, in my life? How do you demonstrate that answer? What changes might you make in your life to ensure that the people you influence see that with you, God comes first? If you have children, what is the hardest part of letting go of them? How can you offer them up to God and entrust them into his care? All right, y'all. So that is the commentary within the book of Genesis. All right. It's based on when God told Abraham to sacrifice his son, and Abraham was just right about to do it. And the gods told him, no, you know, so he tested Abraham, and Abraham was obedient. And that's the type of obedience we have to have, y'all. We have to have that Abraham, Noah type of obedience, that Job type of obedience, you know. Whatever God tells us to do, we do it on the spot. We won't even question it. We won't even doubt it. We don't even play around with it, amen. We are urgent with obedience. We are fervent with it, and we stick with it, all right? So whatever God told you to do personally, always do it on the spot. Always trust in him, and always please him forevermore, amen. Most definitely, y'all. So there you have it. That is the commentary, all right? So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Yes, yes, y'all. Praise him, praise him. Calling his name, y'all. Most definitely. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the great I am who I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is a king of Israel. Amen. He is a king of kings. Hallelujah. He is a king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my good fortress. The Lord is my high tower. The Lord is my buckler. The Lord is my provider. The Lord is my redeemer. The Lord is our salvation. He is our true one, most definitely. The Lord our God is one. There's no other like him. Yes, yes, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahayashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshusha, Yehosha, Jehovah, most definitely, Yahai Yeshaya, the consuming fire, the father of life, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies, the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. You can only please him with your faith, people. Amen. God made everything in 6 days, rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Most definitely. Yes, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Most definitely, y'all. Believe that, believe that, believe that. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we are in agreement together. Yes, the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper. Most of all, yes, he is the Sustainer, the Sufficient One, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God, our Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Rule of God's Creation, the Rule of the Kings of the Earth, the Arm of the Lord, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Branch of Jesse, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, Son of Man, the Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Yes, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the true word, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashai, the word of Yehosha, Yahusha, Yeshua. Yes, the word is pure. Purified silver, just as David said in Psalms, his word is a double-edged sword. Most definitely, as the book of Hebrews say, we touch and agree. True word, true living waters, he is all that. Yes, yes, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Yes, we serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins, y'all. Most definitely, the Holy Spirit is comforting us and helping us every day, people. Christ sits at the right hand, interceding for us every day. He is interceding for us, y'all. That's how much he loves us, all right? He is excellent for dying for our sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. Yes, he is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, race, the seed of woman, prophecy. We touch and agree. In the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new steps, new dreams, new visions. A new song to sing to the Lord, renewed strength, amen. Stability, deliverance, healing, restoration, all of that, amen. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized and start your life well for the Most High. And you really get it going and have a fresh start forevermore, people, all right? Amen. All right, so there you have it. That's the word for today. Just some commentary within the book of Genesis, all right? How Abraham was always willing to sacrifice anything to do what God called him to do and always to obey him, all right? So let us always obey God at all times, all right? So what I would love to do as I close out is give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out, all right? So here we go. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. I'm Jairus Kingston. Love you all. Praying for you all. Stay strong. Peace.